Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stones at Avery, brother, with what you got going on.
Avery looked like a dork, all right? I don't look like a dork right now, okay?
Dude, you're wearing white socks, man.
Dude, you look like an idiot every time you walk up in here, okay?
Okay, this is enough. Now we're getting off into some shots here, aren't we?
Getting personal in there.
Well, I think you triggered him.
I think I did.
You wear loafers with freaking gym shorts in here every day.
That's swag. That's my swag.
No, that's zero swag.
You need to add
dirty Cole Hans.
You need to add white Hanes ankle socks to Bennett's trigger list.
Okay.
Are they Hanes? What's the brand?
Champion.
They are Hanes.
You nailed it.
Yeah, they're Hanes. Tagless. All right, we'll come back. Lots to get to in the rundown, including something new coming to Mississippi Buffalo Wild Wings. What? Something like that we might actually enjoy? We will talk about that and more in the rundown when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data Message Rate Supply National Contest. It's time to win your Radio.com cash. Download the Radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and win $1,000 right now with this code word this hour.
All right, you got a chance to win a grand right now, so you can buy an unlimited supply of ankle socks by texting the word KIND, K-I-N-D. Text KIND to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 12 o'clock keyword is KIND. Text KIND, K-I-N-D, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. I'm going to have another chance coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, but right now you got plenty of time. Text the word KIND, K-I-N-D, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the Radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
This might look like a backpack, but to me, it's a jetpack for opportunity.
I'm four-time gold medalist Simone Biles. When you donate new school supplies to Mattress Firm Foster Kids, part of the Ticket to Dream Foundation, you're helping foster kids foster learning. Take it from a former foster child. A little knowledge can go a long way. Donate at your local Mattress Firm or at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
Shopping at IKEA just got a whole lot easier with the new Click and Collect service. All you need to do is shop at IKEA.com. You can select a time that's convenient for you to pick up, and IKEA will have the order waiting for you when you arrive at the store. It really is that easy. Try IKEA's new Click and Collect service today. Some restrictions apply. Visit your IKEA store or online at IKEA-USA.com today for more details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Are you noticing cracks in the walls of your home, maybe floors that are sinking or sloping a bit? It could be signs of a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you got a serious problem, which means you need to call Redeemers Group. Redeemers Group handles foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, and inspections are free, so there's no harm in calling, which is why you should call. And if you ultimately decide to proceed with the project, you can mention my name, Gary Parrish, and get $50 off. The number is 901-451-8765. That's Redeemers Group on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Whoa, hey, everyone settle down. What's all the commotion about? There's a new instant game launching in August? It's only a dollar? And there are 12 different versions featuring 12 different dogs?
Celebrate the dog days of summer with a new Lucky Dog instant game. Collect the whole litter today, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. And here's a summer classic from the Tennessee Lottery.
I got that summer scratch and fever, and I know just what to do. Play new August hits and games, just a few will do. I'm ready to play and press all my luck. And best of all, I can play for just a buck. Summer scratch and fever, summer scratch and fever, summer scratch and fever, yeah.
August instant games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Feinbaum is going to join us. He, of course, hosts the Paul Feinbaum Show. It's been a very busy couple weeks for him. He also signed an extension with ESPN. So we will talk to White Station Spartan Memphis native Paul Feinbaum at around 12:25. But before we do that, we've got to do the rundown, so let's do that.
The Rundown, presented by Matt Eflin, Nationwide Insurance.
Now, it's The Rundown, the biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
It's a little random, but you know how, like, in that song, Beyonce said, Becky with the good hair?
Yeah.
We're going to start calling Bennett. Bit it with the white socks. Bit it with the white socks. I put a poll up on my Twitter account earlier today, JohnMartin929, and I asked a simple question, very simple question. At a football game, would you rather be too cold or too hot? Very simple question. One and two answers.
Yeah, it's an interesting discussion.
Both of you said you would rather be too cold.
I'm not a very simple one, too.
Because you can layer up.
All day. Can change your, you can get warm.
Now, here's my only thing with that. You know, if you were in the crowd at that Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
I just think it would have been different, man. You would have been on my side. It was windy. Bennett had to move. He had to get out of the way. He had to change sections.
You weren't properly layered.
I had on a pea coat.
You should have had on a little more underneath it. You'd have been a little warmer.
I had on a hoodie.
You can layer up as much, John. You can put on six t-shirts underneath that hoodie.
Man, that's
put hard. An extra set of long sleeves on underneath that hoodie.
It's hard to move around.
Get you a couple pair of gloves. Put you the head sock on. Like you can layer. You can continue. You can constantly layer up.
But like that's a lot cold. Of work, though. That's,
I understand that, but again,
a lot of work.
You go back to heat. And
just
I want
to
hear. You wouldn't be bringing this back up if the results didn't come a little bit close to what you thought they were going to be. That's my.
They're about
that's
six, what I suspect. About, it's about 60-40 too cold.
I thought it'd be a landslide, quite frankly.
It's about 60-40 too cold. To me, if you're too hot, you can just throw water on yourself. You can just drink more beer, forget about your problems. You know, and you just can't do that.
When is it being a good idea when it is super hot to just keep drinking beer?
That's how
what are you
out.
Going for?
I'm going for
what's the goal there?
To party.
It's
going to
get nasty.
I'm here to party. That's what
brother,
I'm here
brother, you're
to
here to throw up.
No, I'm here to party.
With the, when you add the heat to it, and your way of
yeah,
getting cooler is
argument.
Drinking more?
No,
have you
I
cut
mean,
more bush, cut more bushes?
Bushes, Miller Lite, whatever you want, whatever you need. You know, I just think there are, you can get in the shade.
Some of that, baby, you should have come home last night.
You can beat the heat, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you can beat the, you can't beat the cold.
You're completely wrong on your premise.
Yeah, everything
right there.
You've just
that
said
is a,
wrong.
What you just told the listeners a lie. You can beat the cold, can't beat the heat. Because I just told you, naked's naked. That's the way to look at it, John. There's no getting more naked than you are. Mm-hmm. You go down to the smallest layer, the thinnest layer you've got, you're still going to be baking.
But there are
in Las Vegas out there. We're outside, dude. You just bake. It's like you're in a microwave.
Terrible.
You can't wait to get inside.
But it's not that hot. I mean, that's 108, 110
Go
degrees.
Out there and work out in it. You're going to sweat in that. You're
going
to tell me it's
not
that hot.
Going
that's
out.
What I'm telling you. You're saying it's not that hot because of the humidity. Go out there where you're going to sweat. It's going to be super hot. It's like you're baking out
but
there.
But I'm saying, though, like, at least there are benefits. To
and that's how it was in UCLA. I mean, it was hot.
Mm-hmm. You can get a, you know, I know you don't have to do, well, I guess you can get a tan. You can get a tan.
I get darker, brother. I don't think I'm incapable.
I'm just saying, though, like, we can get a tan and we can sweat. There are benefits to both things if you use sunscreen. What benefits are there to being cold?
Again, that's a white benefit. You want to get tanner. I'm not worried about it.
It is white benefit.
Again, that's for
you. Not me. I don't tan very well.
Some of y'all pale as milk and can't tan.
Yes. You can't tan in the cold.
So why is it that I can stick you out there in the sun. You'll come back in. You came back from Florida. You're practically brown. You're close to me.
Yep.
I stick Jonah Jordan out there. He's got that milky white skin. He been in the sun all day. Stays milky white. Why does that happen?
I don't know.
I need an explanation from you two.
A lot of sunscreen.
I cannot answer.
Jonah has the best skin. It's milky white. No hair pores whatsoever. It's just milky white. And he can stay out there. Doesn't get any tanner.
I don't like being pale. I'm affected by it. I don't like being pale. I like getting a tan. I enjoy that. I enjoy sweating. The sweat.
Who's that pale actress y'all got?
Well, we have many. Emma Stone.
Rose McGowan.
Oh, Rose McGowan. Okay.
She seems like one of those ones. You stick her out there, not going to tan either. Going to stay milky.
Some people, some white people.
Why does that happen?
Some white people cannot tan.
They just burn. Yeah. That's like me. Sure. I don't get a tan. I just get sunburned.
How dark can you get?
Oh, brother, I can. It'll surprise you. Sometimes my brother, who works most of the time, he's outside. Right? Yeah. He's going from site to site. Like, we'll look like, most times we look like twins.
Right.
Dude, he'll look like they're like he didn't got any white in his family. Like, he gets that dark. Like, we'll get that dark. You stuck us out there. No doubt. You're going to get darker in that Memphis sun.
That's a benefit. That's a benefit for me. So I'm team. I'd rather be too hot because I can drink some water.
You're just going to be on the wrong side of this one.
And I just don't have enough layers. I don't have enough layers for too cold. Let me check the poll one time before we move on here. It was 60-40 when we started this segment. It is now at 60-40.
What I really like is the responses you've gotten to say they don't care what it is.
There we go.
I'm going to be out there talking football no matter what.
Let me at least read you some responses then. This is from Colt Lester. Everybody that voted too cold was clearly not at the Liberty Bowl in December. Facts. Rex Steele said, I drank 8 Miller Lights during that laser hot UCLA game last season and was fine. Okay. This is from Ashley.
Ditto.
I was 8.5 months pregnant at that UCLA game. I think I almost fainted from the heat at one point. Would still rather be hot than cold at a football game.
There you go.
Hashtag. She said she'd rather be hot.
Oh.
Yeah. Derek Haynes says, can put on all you need to warm up.
You're only reading yours.
I'm just reading the responses. So Jeff says, if it is packed and sitting shoulder to shoulder with thousands of people, cold is the only correct answer.
Yes, that's right.
Gary Beeman says, cold is misery. I'm from the South and used to the heat.
Southern boy here. What did my man Mike say?
Mike said he's good in any element.
There you go.
I mean,
that's what we need.
He even explained the libations you should drink.
Yeah, he switched it up. Yeah.
There's a guide to different, the exactly libations you can drink. So there you go. Polls on my Twitter account if you want to participate.
Next story.
Kawhi Leonard has spoken. He's spoken to the folks of San Antonio, John, in a letter he submitted to the San Antonio Express News. And it's weird.
How many words?
A lot.
Oh.
I can't count them. And more than he's ever said at one time, I'm quite sure, Bennett. The weird thing was he, did it in a blue font. So I'm thinking, Kawhi didn't type this. If you don't mind, I'm going to give you a dramatic reading of it.
Is that okay? A dramatic reading, yes, please.
Yes.
Ben, I didn't tell you about this, so I'm not going to worry about you having any music prepared. I'm just going to give it to you like I think Kawhi would have gave it to you, San Antonio. Here it is. San Antonio. I've been going back and forth the last few weeks trying to figure out the right things to say. And it comes down to two simple words. Thanks. Thank you. My family and I want to say thank you for the entire Spurs organization and the people and fans of San Antonio. Thank you to every one of my teammates I've played with over my 7 years in the NBA. Thank you, Pop. I'll always be grateful for my growth under your guidance. Thank you to the fans. There's not a more passionate or dedicated fan base than what I've witnessed in San Antonio. Through all the ups and downs, I'm glad there were more ups. I'll never forget what we shared and accomplished together. While I'm looking forward to the next chapter in my career, I'll always remember the city and the people of San Antonio. Thank you! ! Kawhi Leonard.
That was very good. Thank you. In fact, I think you captured.
Did I get the motion?
Perfectly. No, I think you did. The lack thereof.
Thank you.
I think you captured it pretty perfectly.
Thank you.
Especially the "I'm glad there are more ups and downs" line. That was pretty much perfect.
Point. Just good to see Kawhi talking.
Yeah.
You know, coming on out of his shell a little bit.
Still not talking.
Using words, though.
But yes, using the English language.
Yeah.
I wish we could get Susie Colbert on a NBA sideline game for Toronto just like once this season so she could try to pull it out like Kawhi she was talk. Saquon. Yeah.
I knew where you were going with that.
Come on.
No, that would be more awkward than that was.
I've never been more uncomfortable watching programming in my life because clearly Saquon Barkley did not want to give his baby mama a shout out. He just was not.
Oh, that's it scarred you for some reason.
It did.
You haven't been able to get over it.
Well, because I mean, like, she was like, she strong armed him into it. She was like, the camera was not going to cut until Saquon Barkley said hello. And he's like, what's up? How you doing?
And he said, how you doing, Anna?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Do it. She was so giggly.
Yeah, she was like, get a shout out. He was like, all right. She goes,
do it.
He's like, oh, God, she's not going to leave me alone.
Okay, John, we didn't need to get to that level of uncomfortability.
Well, that letter put me there. So, okay.
Thank you, Kawhi, for speaking to the
folks. I'm sure the San Antonio Spurs fans appreciate that. Or they probably don't.
I would say they'd take that letter and stuff it.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's imagine that's how they're feeling.
But it was good for him to do it. Take out the full-page ad in the San Antonio Express News.
How about
you really
speaking?
He doesn't do that.
Why you got to send a letter? What do you mean it was good? It was okay.
It was handwritten.
I just told you it's in blue font. Letter.
You don't. He had to write it out first. He typed it.
Really think Kawhi Leonard used some strokes of some keys?
Yes.
And typed that out in a blue font.
I think he put on his Walgreens reading glasses, sat down at the computer.
He picked 14 on the fonts here.
Yes.
No, he didn't. Look at this fool. That's not written by Kawhi,
dude.
It
is in plain ass Times New Roman.
What makes you think that's Kawhi there?
He wrote
like 16. I think he used.
He used 16 font. Times New Roman, no doubt about it. It was written by him.
That is not true.
Who's it written by then? His uncle?
Who's running everything right now.
His uncle wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why he put it my family in there as well. He had to throw in my family, thanks you.
I'll just give you facts.
I don't know. I hope Kawhi Leonard wrote it. But either way, it's done. It's out there.
Congrats, San Antonio. There's your letter from Kawhi.
Next story.
All right, so this is an update to the Brian Christopher Lawler story. Jerry Lawler has a podcast. It's called Dinner with the King, and it's hosted by Glenn Moore. And Jerry Lawler says in this podcast that posted yesterday, a lot of people have expressed, as I have, doubts as to whether Brian Christopher Lawler really did commit suicide. We've been contacted by inmates that were in the jail with Brian that said they don't believe what was told is actually what happened.
Mm.
We just want to know what actually happened. Right now, there's a lot of doubt and a lot of questions that are going to have to be answered in the next few months. It is an open and active investigation by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. They did not have a comment other than to say we remain in contact with the DA's office during the investigation and provide them with updates as the case progresses. Certainly, listen, Who knows? But would it be the first time that, a crime scene was staged?
No.
Of course it wouldn't be. The Hardin County Sheriff said there was never any indication that Brian Lawler was suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an expert in suicidal tendencies, so I don't know. Maybe he just did a better job of harboring those and hiding them. I don't know. Or maybe he wasn't, and maybe something awful, even more awful, happened.
Right.
And now it's been, manipulated to seem like something that it is not. But what it definitely does is it casts, even more sadness, I think,
onto
this case. Because, at least if you certainly never want to believe, right? I think if you're a parent or you're a family member of a relative of somebody that they took their own life, like, right, you never want to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people, people struggle with that, because like you talked about the questions, and never having them answered.
Never.
So you sort of escape closure. But now it's like, well, did somebody hurt my son,
Right.
And then try to make it look like suicide when it wasn't. It's just, it's incredibly, it's hard to fathom, really, for just to put yourself in Jerry's shoes, not knowing what happened.
thinking that it could be something, and it's something like I can't imagine that.
My and you said the word. My prayer for the Lawler family is that there is some swift closure. That's the word, right? And here's the thing. Now that you've got this investigation in it, it opens up all kinds of doors, right, to what ifs.
Yep.
I hope that it can be swift, right, to whether we find out if he did it, if it was a suicide, if it was a murder, whatever, get to it swiftly.
Right.
Let this man get to, because to your point, I mean, even it, no matter what it was, suicide, murder, you've lost a son. Like, you're always going to be grieving to some extent.
And there's not one you prefer.
Right.
I mean, so
when it comes down to it, the only thing you can ask for, because the grieving process, right, you don't put any...
Absolutely.
The only thing you can hope for is some sort of closure for him, yep, whether one side or the other.
Yep.
And that this just doesn't go on forever and ever, and he's all, you know, it just becomes more intense that way, you know, where you can't think of anything else. And that's what I would pray
you
for
have
that family.
To, you
that.
Have to think, like, I mean, a couple things. One, who would Brian Christopher Lawler, you know, have beef with? You know, he wasn't there for long. He was only there since July, I think, 7th. You know, it's not like he was in there for...
He was in there for a DUI.
Right, right, exactly. So you have to ask that question first. But then secondly, like, if he took his own life, and I'm just asking the question, right?
Mm.
Like, if he took his own life, don't you think, like, somebody else there would have known about it before, like... Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just trying to stay with you here. You're saying someone would have sensed that he was
in that frame of mind, and
you put him on suicide watch, that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, like
one of the prisoners would have gone to somebody and said,
yeah, like you're talking, and I'm sure like you're.
I mean, that's the hope that
expressing
happens. But I don't think there's any guarantee.
No,
I mean,
guarantee, but you're in prison, but, yeah,
you're in prison maybe, and if you're down, I mean, how many guys are going to come around and check on you?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But either way,
like I said, the only thing you can hope for is some closure for him. That's it. You can't come down one side or the other.
Right.
Because we don't know all the facts.
It could be an unfortunate twist in this case. And yeah, that's the latest. Active investigation is ongoing.
Mm.
Next story.
Don't have much time before we get to Paul Feinbaum, so I'll make this quick. Buffalo Wild Wings looking to get into the bookmaking game. There's obviously some hurdles still to be cleared. You guys know in many of the states now, you know, sports gambling legal. We've seen it down in Mississippi. A lot of us will be headed down there. I'm sure John can't wait. Have you been yet?
Yeah.
You already did it.
Yeah, I went last weekend.
Oh, you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me.
Well, anything. It's just, I mean, I'm not, you know. It's,
okay.
They're building it out. Yeah.
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings is thinking about getting in on it. They consider themselves the most popular sports bar chain in America, and they're thinking of putting, I guess, pretty much at the tables, at the bars, the option to gamble on games, bookmaking.
Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense.
It does, because that's kind of how they brand themselves, right? Like overtime and all that, you know.
But I thought I heard Jeff talking about this morning. I thought he brought up a good point. They're going to have to probably partner with something,
yeah,
with some gaming.
Oh, for sure.
And who's gonna want what game? Who's gonna want to bring them in? That was just one. Now I thought about that when he said, "Who wants to?" Well, isn't it the you're only adding to it, and with Buffalo Wild Wings, it would be the convenience of it, right? It would
exactly
be that's you're there anyway, right? And Dad's at a table with his kid, and it's a sports bar. You're just adding convenience, so
yeah,
for that gaming, you know, whatever it is that's going to think about bringing Buffalo Wild Wings in,
yep,
could be a positive, right?
Oh, but yeah, and listen, it's only extra. It's restaurant versus casino. Like there's just a different perception of going to Buffalo Wild Wings than there is going to the casino. Yet you could still, if you're that bookmaker.
So I got a little box by the napkins and the ketchup and over here, and I can go up, pull up the box and
you can take
a little
Memphis,
wager.
You can take Memphis plus 6.5 versus UCF or whatever the line's going to be. Yeah, absolutely. Plus 3.5. Plus 2.5 probably, if that's what you're into. Have to go to Mississippi to do it, but that's not far.
For convenience sake.
It's not far.
You know.
So, yeah.
Be wise. We're not telling you to go out and gamble.
Oh, no.
But I don't mind the idea.
Yeah. For sure. All right, when we come back, Paul Feinbaum is going to join us. We'll talk to Paul Feinbaum about Urban Meyer, about college football, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's NFL station. Listen for the Titans game against the Packers tonight. Coverage at 6 p.m., kickoff at 7 p.m., live on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Mike Keith, and you're listening to Memphis's home of the Tennessee Titans.
This is Taylor Lewan. You're listening to Memphis's home of the Tennessee Titans, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the Titans on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, grilling fans, listen up. The sun is shining, temps are rising. And if there's one thing we know about summer, it's that this kind of weather doesn't last for long. So grab your grill, ignite those coals, and throw on some burgers, steaks, all your favorites. Because once this fire starts burning, the good times are sure to start rolling. Kingsford, start something.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234.
By calling **1234, you agree to receive SMS or MMS text messaging. Standard rates may apply. You also waive any registration to state, federal, or corporate do not call registry.
Whoa, hey, everyone settle down. What's all the commotion about? There's a new instant game launching in August. It's only $1? And there are 12 different versions featuring 12 different dogs?
Celebrate the dog days of summer with a new Lucky Dog instant game. Collect the whole litter today, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. And here's a summer classic from the Tennessee Lottery.
I got that summer scratching fever and I know just what to do. Play new August instant games, just a few will do. I'm ready to play and press all my luck. And best of all, I can play for just a buck. Summer scratching fever, summer scratching fever, summer scratching fever, yeah.
August instant games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Enjoy a mouth-watering array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. Humdinger's is the best place to get great food that's good for you and tastes amazing. Their entrees are built around freshly grilled gourmet fish, chicken, and vegetables. Many using the legendary Piri Piri spice from the coastal regions of South Africa. Try some of their favorites, from their Humdinger shrimp and crispy calamari to their ahi tuna steak and sauteed Piri Piri chicken tacos. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Equipment Company is the home of the lawnmower store, and they are officially your newest X-Mark dealer in Memphis. So if you're looking for a zero-tone mower with a professional pedigree, the X-Mark Questy series is perfect for you. You get X-Mark sales, accessory service, and support from the lawnmower store and Commercial Equipment Company. They also sell and service blowers, edgers, hedge trimmers, and line trimmers. That means you can get everything you need, oil, and line for the trimmers. Plus, they can repair and service most any small engine.
That's right. So whether your needs are commercial or residential, it does not matter because the Lawnmower Store Commercial Equipment Company has everything you could need, as John said. And now they've got those Exmark zero-turn mowers. Exmark's good, y'all. It's a mower with a pedigree. It's perfect for residential and commercial use. And knock out both. They'll do it quickly. Check out their selection today over at the Lawnmower Store. They're located within the Commercial Equipment Company at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. It's easy to get to. You just take a right off Summer Avenue. They're located right across the street from Putt-Putt. You guys know where that's at. You can call them up at 901-275-8177. Again, that's 901-275-8177. It's time to mow. Do it with an Exmark from the Lawnmower Store within CEC.
All right, we're endeavoring to get Paul Feinbaum on the show. He's a very busy man, as you can imagine. So we're going to work to get that done. Terry Smith does chime in and says, I didn't tell you that I didn't work while you were in Vegas. I was cheating on you while you were gone. You guys are lucky you still have a job. That is from Terry Smith.
The man keeps track of your attendance like no one else.
Well,
he's a postal worker, right? Or he doesn't take a day off.
I believe that is true.
A retired postal worker, or postal worker, or
I
something.
I know. I think he definitely still is. Okay. I think he definitely still is in the field.
Surprised he wasn't tweeting at you all those days you took off last week.
No, he usually does.
Vacation for me.
Keep me in the keep me accountable. So Paul Feinbaum has become public enemy number one, it feels like, Brett McMurphy is public enemy number one.
I was going to say, like,
Ohio State.
I hate Brett more, especially he's doing this on Facebook.
I feel like he is number two, though. I feel like Paul's, like, number two because, you know, I think
he seems to be reveling in it. Like, he's been hard on Urban. Like, and he was looking, it was like, you give him something like this, and I don't know, it's almost like he's ready for Urban to be gone. He doesn't think very highly, I would put it that way, it seems, of Urban Meyer.
I was going to ask, have you ever found yourself like on the wrong end of a fan base, like on the wrong side of a fan base? Like, I'm probably not to the scale of Paul Feinbaum, right? Because he's on a national level. But like, have you ever found yourself like, because you know how on Twitter, like if you say something, whether it's about Tennessee or another program, like they all flood your mentions. And like Dan Dockage, for example, found himself on the wrong end, you know, of Memphis.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there at all? Have you ever been there with Memphis at all?
Yeah, more so just Memphis.
I was there one time with Memphis, actually. And it was funny because I was young and I was starting out kind of at 92.9, and they were playing SMU. Memphis was playing SMU on the road, I think, and they were getting thrashed. I think it was 2014-15 that year.
Yeah.
And I tweeted something along the lines of, you know, what do you expect? I don't even know why I did this. But I tweeted, like, what do you expect? Like, this is historically what Memphis is. Like, they, you know, this is who they're trying to compete with, SMU. Not, and they were getting destroyed. Like, it was a 25-30 point blowout. And I don't even know what my point was. My point was something like, you know, this is not, take the Cal years out, this is kind of who Memphis is. I feel like a little bit like Dan Dockage a little bit. And, man, I got wasted. Oh, my God. I mean, I felt so bad. My feelings got hurt. It got so personal, man.
It's a bad take.
It was not a good take, and it was really the timing of it too. It was because it was in the middle of a blowout.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to say that, hey, you shouldn't be this upset because like this is what Memphis basketball is. That's not even how I felt. So certainly not how I feel today. I don't know what I got caught up in.
I won't say it was the whole fan base, but we experienced this recently with Tubby Smith. Especially when it started. For those of us that, you know, maybe was watching closely how the coaching staff was operating, that started to have our doubts and then come publicly with our doubts and talk about them on the show early on, John, what was it labeled? It was labeled hate by a lot of people. It was labeled, you know, get off this guy, give him time, all
there
that kind of stuff.
There was one guy on Reddit who said it was racist.
You got a ton. Forget one guy. You got a ton of it that you're not giving Tubby enough of a chance. Black guy not getting enough of a chance. You heard that a lot. And no, it wasn't the entire fan base coming against, you know, me or you.
Right.
But it started a little bit like that. And listen, you can compare that sort of to the situation with those 100 folks. We were just talking about, you know, with having Feinbaum on. Those 100 folks at Ohio State.
There's 100 people.
It didn't matter what you told those folks, those Memphis folks, about whether you thought it was racism or not. No, it's not racism.
Yeah.
Look at how poorly his staff is performing.
No doubt.
This is what we're basing our claims on. You're saying I'm a racist because I'm criticizing the staff. No. But and those numbers eventually started to drop off, right? Because eventually it shakes out itself. What we told y'all, you saw, came to the light eventually, and the university figures it out and has to make the. But to that point, early on, dude, when you go against the grain like that, you know, even if you got all your ducks in the line, you're going to get some of that kickback. Why? Because those fans, those ones like I'm gonna put it, Daniel, who's going to root for this thing no matter who the coach is,
right?
And is the way he does it is going all in. I'm going all in for Tubby Smith. So y'all that are attacking him right now, I'm going to defend him. When Penny gets the job, he's all in on. That's my point. You have those fans that are going to be, you know, just to the wall. No matter it's for the program. They're that into the program.
Well, we experienced it a little bit on that. It felt a little bit like though, like it, just to sort of go back to those days, just to kind of go back to those. It felt like there were 150 people, even though it was only five, right? Like, there were like 5 to 10 people you could expect to hear something. Every time Memphis won a game, those same 5 or 10 people would tweet us and say, well, what do you think now? Tubby's the best. Stop hating on Tubby. And like, the psychology behind that was just so strange to me.
Well, and then it reached a climax when he beat Houston.
Yes,
I mean, for
yes.
those folks. I mean, that when you beat a ranked team in Houston, I mean, they came out of the woodwork. That, you know. That to that point, so
as if we were like rooting against Tubby, though, like that was never the case. My whole thing with it, though, since we're gonna step back in time and discuss this, was I just know it wasn't gonna work. Everybody knew it wasn't going to work. Like it could be patchwork, and it would be 20 games, 20 wins
right.
in a given year. But like in terms of actually meaning something and being relevant and competing for tournaments and more.
It wasn't going to happen at the level they were operating.
It wasn't.
And at that level, they were telling us it was. That was the problem.
No question. It was insanely frustrating that it felt like it wasn't just only a few of us, obviously. It was more than just a few of us. But it is a fascinating sort of study
Here's a perfect example, small little story. Billy Richmond, who's obviously, you know, now a proud sponsor, I would hope, of our show. He's, you know, and as a partner of Tigers Athletics, John, he's on the golf course last year, mm-hmm. and I may have even told this story on the air. He's on the golf course last year, and Tubby's out there. It's one of those, you know, big golf outings where they got all the big time boosters out there, and Billy's in the cart, and everybody's coming up to him and Tubby, saying, "Man, what you doing messing with Jason and John? Like, what you doing being on that show, man? They're killing our coach right here, right? They're being and not you know what they were saying, John? Not what oh they're being you know they're being." They're criticizing him fairly, whatever.
Right.
It was they're attacking our coach.
Right.
And so what position did that put Billy in? Billy's sitting there like, man, I'm advertising with those guys, and they're crushing the guy that's right here in the cart with me. And what for Billy, there was pressure on him.
Right.
There was pressure on him to drop us. And here we are a year later, John.
No doubt.
And Billy's telling me about the golf outing now. And John, all they're doing is saying how much they love the show. We were dead on about Tubby. That's what I'm talking about. So you got to be ready. If you understand it, then you're not so surprised by it.
Yeah,
you're not so surprised by it.
What's funny is, you know, I had that meeting with the president Rudd for the magazine piece, and he told me, listen, you know, your show's a pain in my rear, but you guys were fair, you know. That and he said, if you guys weren't fair, I would have said something. I would have reached out. They know what's being said from an administrative level. Of course they do. They have to know what's
right.
being said. And it opened my eyes a little bit to hear that. You know what I mean? That the president thought we were being fair, but you know, yet there were these 5 or 10 over here. And that's just a small dose of what Paul Feinbaum, you know, has to deal with on a daily basis.
Well, he invites some of it too. Let's be honest.
But. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Hopefully, Paul Feinbaum will be able to join us on the other side. He's a very busy man. So hopefully, when we get back, Paul Feinbaum will join us. Jeff Calkins will be here with us at 1:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Memphis area. Do you want to start wholesaling properties for cash? Over the last 5 years, Nick Bertucci, founder of the NV Real Estate Academy, and his team have been perfecting the art of wholesaling properties for cash. Call now and he'll send you a free copy of his new kit, The Hidden Treasures in Wholesaling Property. In this kit, you will see how he locates, evaluates, and flips a property in any area. You'll also learn how to potentially access discounted real estate and find funding partners for a property to wholesale. Call 1-800-587-1062 now to get your free wholesaling kit. Call 800-587-1062 now and receive free live training in your area, which includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and free USB drive loaded with his training information. Call 800-587-1062. Again, call 800-587-1062. That's 800-587-1062 now and get your free kit today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text WISH to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount on LASIK packages, text WISH to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's WISH to 350-350.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Last year, I was driving to a court-ordered mediation. Suddenly, a semi-truck was moving at a high rate of speed into my lane. It was all in slow motion. And then, as I attempted to brace for the worst, I watched as my car disintegrated, parts and metal flying like a tornado. Then it was over. I had survived. I was lucky. But so many of our clients are not this lucky. Car accidents destroy lives and families in seconds. Lifelong injuries and lost earnings. The loss of doing things we once loved. Paralysis and even death. As I sat there thinking of what could have been, I thought of all my clients all these years who weren't so lucky. Life is precious, but also fragile. And if you're wondering what the truck driver said to me when he realized who it was he crashed into, his face said it all. Call me if you need me on your cell phone at Pound Law. Pound Law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Shopping at IKEA just got a whole lot easier with the new Click and Collect service. All you need to do is shop at IKEA.com. You can select a time that's convenient for you to pick up, and IKEA will have the order waiting for you when you arrive at the store. It really is that easy. Try IKEA's new Click and Collect service today. Some restrictions apply. Visit your IKEA store or online at IKEA-USA.com today for more details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is Paul Finebaum. He is the host of the Paul Finebaum Show on ESPN and the SEC Network. He's a Memphian and a White Station Spartan. He joins us now. Mr. Finebaum, how are you?
I am doing great, and what a pleasure to be on in Memphis. I always get excited, wondering if there's one person in town that actually still remembers when I was young.
Oh, they remember.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we love having you on. So of all the signs at the Ohio State rally, which one did you appreciate the most?
Well, I love the one about myself, of course. the one that said that I think it said my takes are weaker than Alabama's schedule. So
yeah, that's a good one.
I wanted to be critical of the fans there, then I realized they're the same fans that call my show and your show every day.
Yeah, so that's
an interesting point.
It's a weird balance, you know,
right?
Because you're exactly right. Like, I mean, nobody rallied for Tubby Smith here at Memphis, but if they did, like, that's kind of how it would look. I would sort of think.
And by the way, I know I'm getting off the subject, but I just cannot tell you, as a young, as someone who grew up as a young kid going to the Mid-South Coliseum,
yes.
I know that's outdating me a little bit, that I am excited about the Tigers finally getting a legitimate basketball coach. It's about time.
Are we going to be able to get you back for a basketball game, Paul? That's the question.
Paul, it's going to be electric.
I had an argument with my nephew about 7 or 8 years ago. He kept telling me how great Josh Pastner was going to be. I said, no way. They tried to tell me how great Tubby was going to be. I said, listen, I know Tubby. I've covered Tubby. He's not going to be great. So I am counting me in. We're going to see what we can see some tickets, but if you guys can squeeze me into a game sometime this year, I'm in.
Oh, well, you know what's going to be interesting is, you know, I mean, Penny is going head-to-head with one of your guests on yesterday's show. I mean, you know, it's like it's Penny versus Calipari now.
For the number one player in the nation, Paul, James Wiseman.
Yeah.
How about
well,
that?
Well, come on. I mean, don't tell anybody, but Cal is like an old man compared to Penny.
Uh-huh. we're gonna tweet that quote, okay? we're gonna make sure that one gets out there. So let me ask you this, Paul. Obviously, there's still a lot that we will find out and discover, but is Urban Meyer done?
Listen, you can call me every hour of the hour and I might give you a different opinion, and I'm not usually wishy-washy, but I thought he was a week ago, and now I see the machinations of college athletics at work, where they set the timetable before they do the investigation.
Yep.
Urban, after being all in with the administration, then goes rogue with that statement on Friday afternoon. So, I mean, I've seen this before is what I'm trying to say, and when I've seen this movie before, it often indicates that he has a chance to survive. And he's also got a lot of fans up there that are trying to destroy the victim in this case. And this is, none of this is news, but I can't quite predict that he'll be done yet, because he is a powerful coach. He's a great football coach. And I've watched lesser coaches survive than Urban Meyer. Yeah.
What is the best case scenario for him?
Well, you know, number one, that there really is nothing more in the documents that show that he did the right thing. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, people get hung up on whatever they want to believe. I mean, to me, he knew about this problem in Florida. He knew about it a couple of years ago. And if all he did was document it, then he's like the rest of the world that only cares about doing the appropriate thing according to the office manual, as opposed to doing the right thing. He should have fired this guy a long time ago, but he didn't, because he was too close to the sun. And this is really what it's about. Zach Smith's grandfather was Earl Bruce, who succeeded Woody Hayes 35 years ago, 40 years ago at Ohio State. Urban coached for him. He was his mentor. And he couldn't separate that. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're not supposed to hire your brother-in-law if you're in business, or your son-in-law or your grandson, because you're not objective.
Let me turn you to Alabama, Paul, and ask you this, a very simple question. Why are they so good at keeping things like Jalen Hurts' comments from becoming distractions? It's rare you see them, those kind of, you know, potential distractions at all. Does it basically all boil down to fear of Nick, to fear of Saban?
Yes, it does.
How can we all get there, Paul?
I'm going to give you this answer, and I want you to make sure it's off the record, okay, that nobody can hear it.
Okay.
But, we had the news conference live last night on our show,
yep.
And Cecil Hart, very respected journalist, asked the first question. And unless I was under the influence, which I'm normally not while the show is on, usually right afterwards, no one asked a follow-up. I mean, how can you not ask a follow-up?
Uh-huh.
To the most obvious and burning question. I mean, the next question, I'm sure I got this wrong because I quit listening, was, you know, do you think the left tackle is going to be as good as last year? I mean, I don't know what the next question was, but the media there is intimidated by Nick. And listen, I understand that. I've been on that beat. And if you buck the system, you may find yourself unemployed. And listen, guys, you have good jobs, but if you're covering Alabama for some digital site or mm-hmm. for a newspaper or for anywhere else, and you go against Nick Saban, you may be on the unemployment line the next day, and that's not a place anyone wants to be in today's world.
That is a lot of power, Paul. That's a lot of power to wield.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, he – and I'm not saying that Saban would purposely get somebody fired. I've battled with Saban on occasion. Mm-hmm. And people have often, you know, I had this episode with him 2 years ago. You guys may remember Media Days, and yep. I challenged him. Yep. And I can assure you, I mean, I'm sitting right next to the guy. He didn't like being challenged. And not only did he unload on me on the air, he went after me again off the air, which fortunately an AL.com video photographer recorded. And then about an hour later, he went after me again. I mean, authority figures do not like to be challenged. You guys lived through John Calipari in Memphis. Yep. He was entertaining, but he didn't like when someone challenged the way he coached or the way he recruited or the way he operated his program. And Nick Saban, John Calipari, Urban Meyer, Bill Belichick, they're all on the same level, and you see very, very little check and balance with these people.
But to that point, Paul, I bet, and you tell me if you think this is true, he goes off on you when you challenge Nick, and that happened, right, on the air, off the air. But I'll bet that respect level for you, when you do it, it goes back up, and that's why he comes back on your show.
Well,
It has to, right? I mean, the respect level, yeah, right?
And let me say, I was in a unique position. I could afford to do it.
Sure.
I don't think my own bosses liked me doing it. But I think it needed to be done, and I didn't do it to make a name for myself. I did it because it was a question that had not been asked
exactly.
that day, and it needed to be asked. And my co-host had actually asked the setup question before I even asked Nick. But you know what? His answer to yesterday was interesting, though. I mean, he tried to blame it all on other people.
Mm-hmm.
That could be an issue inside that locker room. I'm not saying it is yet, but Nick Saban couldn't have been happy with Jalen Hurts going after him, and then for Saban to say, "Well, of course, you know, we encourage and you know, we don't have a problem with our players expressing themselves." Really?
Yeah.
I have a hard time buying that.
Do you think we'll see the two QBs, Paul? And if we do, will it hurt to his chances of winning the Heisman if we see both of them out there? I know Nick probably doesn't care. That's not high on his priority list. But if it does happen, will it pull back Tua?
Listen, Jalen Hurts is capable of winning the job, but he is not the better quarterback.
No question.
And I want to say this. You know, Nick Saban wants to blame you or me or anyone else for making this into a big story.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who made it into a big story. He's the one who pulled Jalen Hurts not in just some run-of-the-mill game, mm-hmm. in the national championship game. That's when it became a story, and if Tua had failed, then we wouldn't be having a conversation. But Jalen Hurts can't throw the ball down the field. Alabama has a lot of receivers that want the ball. Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, there's a quarterback competition that's going on in Memphis, but it's nowhere near as I'm just saying, like, it's nowhere near mm-hmm. as, you know, you don't have the controversy around this one. I'm just curious, Paul, like, what could the Alabama staff have done differently so as to avoid, you know, getting to this point where, you know, there is very public airing of grievances?
There's nothing they could have done because, you know, Tua was hurt on the first day of spring ball. Jalen Hurts, and I realize you guys cover a lot of issues, but he didn't have a good spring. Mm-hmm. In the spring football game, which was nationally televised, he was not the best quarterback
nope.
on the field. And Tua wasn't in the game. So what does that tell you? And I have no problem with him being frustrated, but what I don't like is his father opening his mouth a couple of months ago saying that my son is going to be the most important free agent in college football history. That's very Earl Woods from 25 years ago mm-hmm. saying that his son was going to be the next Gandhi, Ali, Michael Jordan, and Michelangelo wrapped into one. And, you know, then his mother posted something on Facebook, which doesn't help the cause. I mean,
right.
you can tell. I think Jalen Hurts is done there. It's just a matter of whether he's done
right.
now, first game, or at the end of the season.
Paul, is Pruitt going to get it done at Tennessee? And do you like what you've heard and what you're hearing on him?
I do, but it won't be easy. And, I mean, at least Tennessee has a real football coach. They no longer have a carnival barker. Which they had in Butch Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, Butch Jones, you know, he could recruit pretty well, but he couldn't coach. And he lived on stupid sayings that you could find on the internet by downloading an app for 35 cents. So, I mean, Pruitt is hardcore, but he doesn't have enough players to
right.
win this year. I mean, he could win 5 or 6 games, but I don't see them beyond that. But I do think the program is in good shape, and I really like the move by Philip Fulmer. bringing him back, and by Fulmer exerting some influence. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough time, and you've already discussed the chancellor, the president who got fired, and the whole Greg Schiano coast-to-coast search with John Curry. But, I mean, the program took another hit, but I feel like even though it's down 38 to nothing before the first game in the public eye, it at least has a chance to come back.
Good. We are, of course, talking to Paul Feinbaum of the Paul Feinbaum Show on Twitter, at Feinbaum. I know you're primarily covering SEC and Power 5 programs, obviously, but you're familiar. You're from Memphis. You know Memphis football and sort of their affliction. The AD said he wants to average 45,000 a game. They averaged 33,000 a game last year. What does a program, Paul, like Memphis, which has had great success in the non-Power 5, what can they do, what do they have to do to get to a point where they're averaging 45,000 a game?
Well, I'll give you a simple answer to a complex question. I mean, exactly what they've been doing. And listen, I mm-hmm. I continue to shake my head every time I'm in an airport on Saturday. I was in one last year in Chicago, and there's Memphis. I think they're playing UCLA.
Uh-huh, yep.
And I'm like going, is that the same program I used to go with my buddies? And, you know, we'd walk in when somebody gave us a ticket and have our own section. I mean, I literally took my wife after we got married back to a game in Memphis once. I went to see my mom, and I didn't want to do the press box scene because it was just kind of an irrelevant game. And we literally, my wife and I, had an entire section to ourselves at the Liberty Bowl. So you're asking the wrong guy. I mean, I don't even know what I mean, I think this program's on fire right now.
It is.
I really am so impressed with what's going on there. And I don't think, a number is really the key. I mean, this program is doing very well. It just needs Amen. To keep doing what it's doing.
Well, the good thing was, on that particular night, whenever it was, it must have been very romantic for you and your wife.
I'd always dreamed of taking my wife to the Liberty Bowl and having my own section. I crossed that bucket list off, and then the next thing I decided, I'm going to go to China and travel the Great Wall.
There you go. I mean, that's Liberty Bowl, Great Wall of China. I put them sort of in the same category. Paul, man, it's always good to catch up. Let us know when you get down to Memphis for a basketball game.
We're looking forward to it.
Hey, I want to sit with you guys at center court, and I am going to get my pom-poms from the 1973 run to the Final Four with Gene Bartow, and the ones in the 80s and 90s, which probably no longer count, but I don't care. I remember them, and I'm counting them.
Absolutely. Bring them out, Paul. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Feinbaum.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
You got we got a new Go Tigers from Feinbaum.
You got to keep that as a drop, baby.
There's some real pizzazz,
passion in
man.
That.
Yeah, man, I felt that. Go Tigers from Paul Feinbaum.
I love it. How about that?
Love me some Paul.
That man said, "Well, hold on your football questions. Let me talk to you how excited I am about Penny Hardaway."
I knew you want to talk about Penny. I knew
you. I was like, John did a little bit inside baseball. John's like, "We're gonna lead on Penny." I'm like, "Are you sure?"
Penny transcends
with Paul
sport?
Feinbaum. Paul, stop your questions.
Penny transcends sport.
He does, man.
Job.
Everybody want to talk about Penny right now.
It's just, it's unbelievable, man. It is unbelievable.
Wow.
All right, we'll come back. Jeff Calk is going to join us at 1.
Save that, go Tigers.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
No matter the job, turn to one company for all your equipment needs. It's Sunbelt Rentals. They're more than just backhoes and aerial lifts. In addition to the industry's broadest range of tools and equipment for contractors and DIYers, they also offer specialized equipment backed by technical expertise for your scaffolding, climate control, power generation, and pumping needs. Sunbelt can provide expert advice and the equipment to keep any project on time and on budget. Call 1-800-NO-SWEAT to let Sunbelt Rentals in Memphis help equip your next project for success.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-485-3136. That's 800-485-3136. Uncle Sam has the power to take everything you own. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-485-3136. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfulfilled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-485-3136. That's 800-485-3136. If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-485-3136. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-485-3136.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen. Ow! So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto. You could get coverage for as low as $29 a month. Don't go without. Go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium and pay plans vary. Not available in all states.
When it comes to cutting-edge agriculture, New Holland offers today's farmers the widest choice of equipment to improve efficiency and productivity. And the Mid-South's New Holland headquarters is Twin Hills Equipment at 6012 Highway 72 in Vidalia. The staff at Twin Hills Equipment has over 75 years of experience helping Mid-South farmers grow better. They're conveniently located on Highway 72 with easy access from 385. They are your closest New Holland dealer. Twin Hills Equipment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.